Humble yourself by the side of the Lord and he will lift you up. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord and he will lift you up. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokas. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for joining us, beloved. This is Deeply Rooted. For the new ones, thank you once again for joining us. For those who've been here from the beginning, we wouldn't have done this without you. Thank you so much. And we believe that your life is being transformed and you're being blessed and that God is helping you each and every time with every episode that you listen to. So thank you. So this week, as I said in the intro, it's one of the most popular. I mean, some people may know the scripture, some may not know the scripture, but it's actually one of the well-known scriptures in the Word of God. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord and he will lift you up. What does that mean? How does it look like? That's what I'll be talking about today, but not just that. I will be talking about something more broadly because I think in my journey with the Lord, in my walk with Christ, I've come to learn that we are in a very upside down kingdom. And what I mean by that is the standards of the world or the standards that people have in society are way opposite than the standards of God and the ways in which God wants us to live and the ways in which God wants us to interact with each other and in situations and, right? So that's exactly what I'll be talking about today. And one of those is humility, as I said in the intro. One of those is humbling yourself, and not just humbling yourself. You know, when someone speaks of humbling themselves or when someone says be humble, they usually think of, I don't know, like a particular situation where, let's say, you get complimented and you don't act like you're better than others. Yes, that's part of humbling yourself, right? That is definitely part of humbling yourself. But it's actually way deeper than that. And it's more subtle than that in many situations. You know, it's very important, brethren. It's very important, beloved, to be humble, you know, and to humble ourselves, because the opposite of humility is pride. And pride is literally something that God is not a fan of. God doesn't like pride. And I will give a very clear description or depiction or an example rather that shows how deeply God does not like and is not a fan of pride towards the end of this episode, you know, just to show you and to paint a clear picture of the reality of how God is not a fan of pride. You know, for example, I said it's subtle, you know, being someone who's prideful, being someone who's not humble is subtle in certain situations and it doesn't show itself. You know, for example, I've come across people who say you mustn't be someone who's too apologetic or someone who's quick to apologize when you've wronged someone or when you've offended someone. But that's actually a standard and it's acceptable in society, right? In the world where people have their own standards and societies as to why things are applicable and why they are the way they are, right? But when we look at the Word of God, we should remember that, as I said, we are in a very upside down kingdom that has standards which are very contradictory to the standards of the world. You know, for example, what I said, right? Someone who believes that you shouldn't be too apologetic. Yes, I mean, some people may argue that being too apologetic might make you come across as someone who's got a low self-esteem and. But the Word of God says, for example, we need to be people who are very quick to be humble because we resemble Christ, because Jesus was the perfect example of being humble. He humbled himself until the last point. I mean, think about this. We do know. I mean, I have an episode like in the previous episodes that speaks of the lordship of Jesus Christ because he was God literally in the human sense, but he was able to humble himself. He was able to not be puffy. And people actually in his day used to ask him, why do you hang out with these kind of people? Because I mean, if you're the king, as you say you are, you should be dining with kings in castles. You should be, you know, with the great people in society. Why are you dining with people who are seen as less than in society, people who are seen as, you know, not deserving, people who are seen as not worthy and unworthy? You know, why are you someone like that? You know, but that's because Jesus was literally showing us that in order to be great in God's kingdom, you need to be humble. I mean, there was a time when Jesus himself washed his disciples' feet, you know, and that was a great depiction of humility, because being the King of Kings, being God, being someone who's all powerful and who can do all those things, but he was able to humble himself in that manner, that literally showed us the way we should be, you know. So the example I was giving, where you feel like, no, you can't be too apologetic, or you can't be too this and too that, because otherwise you'll be seen as weak. Yes, in society says that. But then the word of God says that God resists he resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. For example, that is it's actually the book of James chapter 4 verse 10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up, right? Meaning that God literally resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. So if you're given an option to be prideful and choose your pride so that you can feel a certain type of way, and your flesh and your brain and your mind can feel a certain type of way, yes, you can follow the standards of society and of the world. But then if you want to resemble Christ, and if you want to literally embody what is written in the Word of God, you should follow what is in the Word of God. So if the Word of God says be humble, if the Word of God says humble yourself and God resists the proud, then that's exactly what you should do, you know. That's exactly what you should do, because God will give grace to you. And remember, whatever you do, I mean, I usually hear people talk about when you do something for someone, right? And then you tell people about it. You're looking for applause. I mean, that's what the Bible also says, that don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, or vice versa. Because God says if whatever you do for someone, right, and you look for the applause of men, that is going to be your reward, right? And that's going to be you, like, being proud of yourself. But then if you do something and you're doing it for the glory of God, and you humble yourself because you want to honor God and you want to resemble Christ, your reward is going to come from God. Your reward is going to come from Christ, right? And whatever you do, where you want to make yourself feel better, or where you want to feel superior, or where you don't want to be weak according to society's standards, fine, you can do that and society will applaud you for that. But I would rather choose a better applause, which comes from God, a better reward, which comes from God, than that which comes from man, right? So that's very important to note. And again, when it comes to certain titles, that's why I had to bring up, you know, the way Jesus was, because Jesus was literally that guy. He was known as that guy who performs miracles, who opens the blind of the who opens the eyes of the blind, you know, who heals people, who literally is capable of doing all things and everything. If that guy was able to humble himself, if he was able to wash the feet of his disciples, if he was able to let himself be killed on the cross, right? He could have. There's a song that says he could have called 10,000 angels because he was God himself, right? The Bible says that he could have called 10,000 angels to literally rescue him from the cross. But he humbled himself until the final moment, until he said it is finished, until he drew his last breath, knowing that he was going to rise again after 3 days and literally give us eternal life, an abundant life, and an opportunity to have access to his promises and live for him. If he knew all of that, and he knew that in order to gain that, he had to humble himself, if he was able to do that, then we should be able to do it too, because that's his standard. Such a great man, like the greatest man to have lived in history. Because as I said, beloved, that there is evidence of the fact that, you know, Jesus Christ lived and he died. He was he's a real historical figure, you know, that existed and walked on planet Earth. And there's eyewitnesses, there's evidence of his existence. There's evidence of the fact that he died. And there's also evidence of the fact that there are no remains of his that are recorded anywhere on Earth, right? His tomb is still empty. If you would go to where he was crucified, you would see that his tomb is still empty, right? So if that guy was able to humble himself in that way, but he was as great as he was, then that's the standard we should live up to as well. No matter what your flesh wants, no matter what society says, no matter what makes sense in your logical mind, because reason why I said at the beginning, we are in a very upside down kingdom, is because a lot of the things that we do in the kingdom of God, or a lot of the things that we are required to do in the kingdom of God, are things that go against the logic, are things that go against our normal minds, are things that go against society and what society deems as normal, right? So it's very, very important for us to be people who resemble Christ, to be people who are humble, right? And even if we hold important titles, you know, whether you're the boss at work, or whether you're someone who's the best in what you do, whether you're well known and you're a great preacher, you're great in whatever you do, Let people not be afraid of you. Let people not be afraid to approach you because you're so proud and you're not humble, right? And humbling yourself means being someone that resembles Christ, being someone who obeys the word of God and what the word of God expects of you, even if it's not, you know, what's acceptable or what makes sense in that kind of situation, you know, where you are able to dine with people and interact with people, no matter how lowly they seem according to society's standards, no matter how undeserving you may think they are according to society's standards, right? So it becomes very important, beloved, to be people who follow the standards of God, who follow the standards of the word, and are not people who are swayed by society's standards, because society's standards are real, logical standards are real, but they are very opposite to what the word of God says. Again, I want to quote the book of James chapter 4 verse 10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. The other one is in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand that he may lift you up in due time, right? So whatever you do, just always keep yourself in check whether or not you're being prideful, whether or not what you're doing represents God and represents Christ, right? And I said this last week, I think it was last week or the week before in the episodes that I recorded, but I was saying that in whatever that you do, right, in whatever that you do, make sure that when you do it, you are literally in line with the word of God, right? And you're not doing it because you're acting or it's an act that you're putting up, right? But it's genuine and it's from the bottom of your heart, right? It's a heart posture. So it's important for us to have a heart posture that resembles God, right? It's important for us to have a heart posture that resembles God. And we cannot act these things out. You know, you cannot act humble. You cannot act loving. You cannot act in a way that resembles the standards of God. It has to be genuine and it has to be from the bottom of your heart, right? And if it is so, then it should be something that God has done within you, right? I mean, it's human nature, guys. No one wants to be seen as weak. No one wants to be seen as less than. No one wants to be seen as, you know, anything that is negative. But if God wants us to humble himself, I mean, if God wants us to humble ourselves, right? And he wants to be the one who lifts us up and he wants to be the one who exalts us and he doesn't want us to exalt ourselves, right? If he wants that from us, then we should do it and we should trust that the reward is so much greater than the reward we would get from ourselves or our minds or society, right? So we should always be people that pray to God that he works inside of us, and we should be honest with God. If you are struggling with, you know, pride, or you're struggling with, you know, living a life that you can't humble yourself, you can't be apologetic, or you always, you know, feel like, okay, you need to showcase how great you are in something, or because you're in a certain title or in a certain caliber in society, you always feel like you have to hang around certain people, and other people you feel like, okay, they're not on your level. Be honest with God about those things, because trust and believe me, so many people, I mean, people that believe in God, people that follow Christ, so many people struggle with pride. So many people struggle, you know, with the fact that following God and, you know, being obedient and being humble, so many people literally struggle with that. So whatever struggle you have, God knows it even before you are honest, you know, to him about it. So more than anything, we need to be honest with God that, God, I literally struggle. I cannot humble myself because of A, B, and C. But I know what your word says. Your word says we need to humble ourselves no matter how it feels to us, no matter what society says. But it's hard for me. I don't know if I can do it. So it will be you who works inside of me to be willing. You know, the book of Philippians says God works in us. It is God who works in us to be willing and to do according to his purpose. So it becomes very important, beloved. It becomes very important for us to be people who are transformed genuinely by God, and not because we are acting in a way where we think, okay, you know what, I will look humble and people will applaud me, or when other Christians look at me or when they see me, they will think I'm a humble person. So very, very important to pray to God so that we are able to humble ourselves in situations where it's hard to humble ourselves, where we feel like it's not fair, where we feel like, no, this is going to make me feel weak, or where we feel like I have a certain title or position or whatever it is, and when I hang around certain people, I feel like they're below me. It's okay. Like, you feel like that, and it's a normal part of being a human being. It's a normal part of the flesh. But then in this, according to the standards of God, according to the ways of God, God is not in agreement with that, right? And then another one, which shows that the standards of God are really opposite to the standards of the world. It's a very hard one. I know that a lot of people struggle with it. I also have struggled with it. It's the case or it's the issue of forgiveness and having to release people that have wronged you and offended you and harmed you and hurt you, right? It's not easy, guys, because some people, if we're being honest, some people don't deserve our forgiveness, guys. Some people genuinely, genuinely do not deserve our forgiveness. They do not deserve to hear from us again. They do not deserve anything from us. And that's true. That's valid and that's granted, right? And that's according to the standards of the world, again. And again, that's why I made this disclaimer to say that I know that this is a hard one, because some people have done the most unimaginable things, the most unforgivable things to us, and they don't deserve our forgiveness. But also, again, let's look at what the Word of God says, right? For example, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26, right? It's one of my favorite scriptures because it makes provision for us, and you can tell that God sees that we're human, and he sees that, you know what, these things are not easy for us to literally do and actually live in a way that honors him, right? For example, the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, right? Meaning, being angry is permissible, right? Being angry at someone, like when someone does you wrong, please be angry. By all means, be angry. Don't try and smile and try to act like you're this great Christian, because that's just being fake. And God is not a fan of being fake. God wants us to be real. God wants us to be raw. God wants us to be honest. If you're mad at someone, be mad at that person. If you're angry at someone, be angry at that person, right? But the Bible says in the same verse that don't let the sun go down on your anger. Meaning, as angry as you are, please, by all means, be angry. But firstly, that scripture says, be angry, but do not sin, right? So in your anger, be careful that you do not act in ways where you will be sinning and where you will not honor God, or where you will dishonor God, because that could put you in big trouble. You know, you could speak in ways that don't honor God. You could literally say things that you regret. You could do things that you regret tomorrow. You know, so being impulsive really doesn't help, you know, really doesn't help. Even in God's kingdom, being impulsive doesn't help. Acting from your anger doesn't help, because you wake up the next morning feeling guilty, feeling bad that you shouldn't have done certain things, right? But be angry. God is not against being angry. God wants you to be angry. God wants you to be real about it, right? And then the second part of that verse says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Meaning, as angry as you are, like the fact that someone did you wrong, the fact that someone offended you, like, it's not saying have an expiry date on your anger or count hours as to, okay, now I'm done being angry. But be someone who actively seeks to work through what you went through. I don't know if that makes sense, but be someone who actively seeks to deal with the situation. Like, if someone wrongs you, don't be someone who wants to harbor that anger and that hurt. Don't be someone who wants to dwell in that anger and that hurt for the rest of your life and just tell yourself that, you know what, I'm done, I'm never forgiving this person. Because also that does more damage to you than it does to the other person. Because you know what, guys, there's a saying in my home language in isiXhosa that says, umenzi uyalibala kodwa umenziwa akalibali, right? So you, who's the person who's been done wrong, you won't forget that. You will harbor that anger. You will harbor that unforgiveness inside of you because you're so mad. But then the other person will continue with their lives. Yes, someone might feel bad. They will feel bad. They will apologize. But eventually they'll get over it. And you will be the one who's literally sitting in this bitterness and in this anger. And when you sit in this bitterness and the anger and the unforgiveness, unknowingly or unconsciously, you tend to spread it even to people around you, people in your life, where now you're someone who lashes out, where you're someone who's just angry at everyone and even people that didn't do any wrong to you, right? So what this scripture means is, yes, please be angry. By all means, be angry. Let someone know, you know what, give someone a piece of your mind, you know, tell someone how you feel. But in doing so, be careful to not be impulsive. Be careful to not say things that you will regret. Be careful to not say things that won't honor God. Because also the enemy does this. He uses things that you say and things that you do against you. And then now he will use that guilt card of telling you that, you know what, you're not good enough of a Christian. God is not happy with you. And you know, so that's why when we are angry, we should be angry by all means. But in so doing, we must be careful to not be impulsive with our words and with our actions. Because that's why, you know what, guys, some people that are in jail right now, they could tell you that I'm in jail because I was angry. And in a moment of anger, I killed someone, or I hit someone, or whatever the case may be, I stabbed someone. And not to say that it's justified for them to blame the anger, because what they did was wrong, and it was wrong. But it just shows how far anger can take someone, right? When you're angry, you can literally do anything because your emotions want to just let loose. Your brain wants to just let loose, right? So this scripture is literally cautioning us to say that, yes, in your anger, please be angry. By all means, be angry. Don't hide what you're feeling. Be honest about what you're feeling. But in what you're feeling, please don't be impulsive. Don't act in ways that you will regret tomorrow. And the second part of the scripture, as I said, says, do not let the sun go down on your anger, meaning when someone has made you angry or when something has made you angry, please be someone that wants to deal with that anger in one way or another. Don't be someone that wants to harbor anger, that wants to harbor offense and unforgiveness. Be someone that wants to take it to God. By all means, take it to God and be honest. Again, this also goes to show the honesty and the importance of honesty, right? Be honest to say that, God, you know what? It's hard. I cannot forgive this person. This person did me wrong. They don't deserve my forgiveness. But I understand that your standards say that I need to forgive. Your standards say that it honors you when I forgive. Your standards say that, you know what, in order for me to resemble you and to literally be someone that glorifies you in my walk, I need to be someone of forgiveness, but I just can't do it. This person made me mad and I just don't know how to deal with it. But I know that the Bible says I should not let the sun go down on my anger, right? Meaning that you need to be someone that actively deals with things that hurt you, that actively deals with, you know, the things that have offended you in your heart so that you can heal, so that God can also help you, you know, be someone who's forgiving. As I said, this is not easy, guys. It's not something we can fake. It's not like a fake it till you make it type of thing. It's an honest kind of thing that you need to take to God. It's an honest thing that you need to tell God about, that, you know what, God, this person did this to me and they don't deserve my forgiveness. I don't understand why you expect me to forgive them. But because your word says this and I want to obey your word, show me how to. And because I'm hurt and I'm angry and I want to just go on and on about it, like, work inside of me, because I know that your standards are opposite to the standards of the world, right? As I said, guys, in the beginning, the standards of the world say, you know what, if someone has done you wrong, it's cool. You know what? Don't forgive them and just harbor that doubt. I mean, harbor that grudge, harbor everything that makes you mad and the hurt and every, harbor it is fine. Dwell on that. Those are the standards of the world. Those are the standards of society. But as we are followers of Christ, we need to be people that follow the standards of the word. And when we follow the standards of the word, it's not easy. It's not something that we can act. It's something that God needs to work inside of us, right? And when God has done the work inside of us, then it shows on the outside, in how we act, in how we carry ourselves, in how we, you know, deal with situations, right? But also, we need to be very careful, because this does not in any ways mean that we should be people that entertain toxic people, or we should, you know, have toxic people in our lives and continue forgiving toxic people. Yes, we should forgive. But also, there's a part in scripture that says that we should have nothing to do with people that literally don't resemble God. You know, we should have nothing to do with those people. Yes, we can forgive them. We can be cool with them. We can be kind to them and all of that. But then the word of God says, for example, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, the word of God says that we should have nothing to do with people that don't show their godliness, you know, that say they're godly, but then the ways they act, they continue hurting people, they are toxic. God doesn't want us to be hurt, you know. So if we can see that someone is not good for us, the Bible is literally giving us advice to say we shouldn't be people that dwell in that kind of situations, that dwell in those kind of situations, right? So God wants us to be forgiving. God wants us to literally release everything to Him and ask Him to help us be forgiving. But that doesn't mean that if someone doesn't change, or they're not willing to change their ways and they're toxic and they keep hurting you, that you should continue with them. That's not at all what the Word of God says, right? And also the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 says we should pursue peace with all people. We should try by all means to be at peace with people. You know, yes, it's not easy, because some people you just want to avoid them and you don't like them, and, you know, they act in ways that make you angry. But you need to come before God and tell God that, you know what, God, it's not easy. It's not easy to be living like this. It's not easy to forgive this person. It's not easy to pursue peace with this person, because they're just a horrible person and they act horribly. But because your standards say this, and because your word says I need to obey you in these ways, then I have to, but I don't know how. So please help me, right? So the standards of God, beloved, are really, really not easy to keep. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to ask God to give us the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit works inside of us, so that these things that are normal, logical human things and are normal according to society, God can work in those things so that when we, as we are followers of Christ, we do things that honor God. We do things that are in line with the standards of God and the statutes of God, instead of being in line with the statutes of society, right? And another one is another hard one, which is loving your neighbor as you love yourself. So your neighbor is basically anyone, right? Not your next door neighbor, basically anyone, your coworker, your colleague, your classmate, your schoolmate, you know, your churchmate, your family member. The Bible says love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? Because the Bible also says, right, I think it's in the book of Corinthians where the writer said, it's in the book of 1 John, actually, where it says that you can't claim to love God and then you hate your brother, meaning that it doesn't make sense, right? Yes, as I said again, it's a societal standard to say you don't like someone or you don't love someone and it's okay. Society says it's okay. But the word of God says love everyone, right? Love is literally a necessity. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit mentioned in the book of Galatians 5, verse 22, right? The first one is love. And there's another scripture in the Bible that says love is at the top priority. It's the top thing. It's the most important thing that we need to pursue and we need to embody and we need to have as believers in Jesus Christ. We need to love everyone, regardless of what they believe in, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what they've done. We need to love, guys. And it's not easy. It's a hard standard to keep up. It's a hard thing to do, but it's the standard that God expects of us, right? And as I said, we cannot act these out. You cannot act like you love someone. You cannot act humble. You cannot act forgiving. But you need to be someone who has been transformed by God down deep on the inside of you. And when God has transformed you deep within in your heart, it shows on the outside, right? And in order for God to work inside of us, we need to be honest with Him and say, God, I can't do this. You know, God, this is hard. God, I can't forgive this person. God, I can't like this person because they don't believe in you, for example, because they keep hurting me, for example. You know, so it becomes very important, beloved, to be people that come to God and be honest that God hears my heart. Now I can't forgive. Now I can't be humble. Now I can't love these people. But God, I don't want to stay like this because I know what your standards say. And I know how I need to be in my disposition, in the way I am, in the way I think, in the way I act, in the kind of opinions I need to hold. I know how I need to be. It's written in your word. And if it's written in your word, I need to follow it. And when you are honest with that and you open up and you give God the space to work inside of you by seeking Him, when you prioritize your relationship with God through prayer, consistent prayer, through studying of the word, through fasting, through fellowship, God literally works inside of you. And when He's worked inside of you, it shows on the outside. All of a sudden, now you can see that, you know what? It's not as hard to be humble anymore. It's not as hard to be forgiving. It's not as hard to be loving. You know, all of these things are the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us so that we don't boast, so that we are not boastful that, you know what, now I'm such a forgiving person, I'm such a loving person, I'm such a humble person. And you know what, guys, if I'm being honest, people that are really loving and people that are really humble and people that are really forgiving don't go around saying those things. You just see them in action in those people or through those people, you know. So be very careful of being someone who's boastful, because God doesn't want us to be boastful. God doesn't want us to be prideful. The Bible says, you know, we are people that should be humble. You know, we should humble ourselves by the side of the Lord and He will lift us up. You know, so I said at the beginning, I will show you guys a scripture that shows that, you know, God really, really doesn't like pride. He doesn't like pridefulness. He values humility, right? So we usually hear people say, right, the enemy was kicked out of heaven because of pride, right? He was someone who wanted to be like God. And he just couldn't take the fact that God was superior and was sovereign, right? And because of that, he was prideful, he rebelled against God, and then he was kicked out of God. And then that's how we now have the devil, who's our enemy, because he was prideful. He couldn't humble himself, right? For example, the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 to 14 says Satan's pride and ambition led. I mean, it actually shows that Satan's pride and ambition led to his downfall as he sought to exalt himself above God. Also in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6, it warns against pride. You know, it mentions that the devil's sin was a great example of pride, and that's why he was kicked out of heaven. So God literally doesn't like anyone who's prideful. anyone that exalts themselves, you know, to make themselves like, you know, they're better off than others, or they don't want to be seen as they don't want to be seen as weak, or they don't want to be seen as inferior. You know, as children of God, we should get to a point where it doesn't bother us that we are deemed as inferior or we are treated less than because, you know, because we act a certain way and we don't live up to our so-called titles, you know. We should be people that don't mind that. We shouldn't mind the fact that we are called weak. We shouldn't mind the fact that, you know, people can, you know, think we are not as superior as we are, you know, because at the end of the day, what matters is the reward we will get from God. What matters is the reward we will get from God, and what matters is representing God in the world, right? And that doesn't in any way mean that we should let people walk all over us. It's not the same. You can literally, if someone is literally acting in a way that doesn't sit well with you, you can speak to that person, speak well to that person, and tell them that you're not supposed to speak like this to me. You're not supposed to treat me like this, you know, without having to lash out or go down or match their energy. You know, someone actually wrote something that's really interesting on social media saying that, you know, when you match someone's energy, you need to be very careful in matching someone's energy, because you could be matching a spirit or a demonic spirit, because you don't know the motivation behind the person acting the way they're acting. So we shouldn't be people that follow those standards that, you know what, match their energy or act in the way they're acting. We need to act in the way that God wants us to act, what the word of God says, what the standards of God say, you know. So that's very much important, and we need to pray over that. We need to pray that God helps us to be people who are humble, to be people who are loving, to be people who are forgiving, to be people that uphold the standards of God. As hard as it is, as tempting as it may be to follow society's standards, but trust me, they lead to destruction. And the standards of God lead to life and abundance and reward from God in a way that you can never imagine. So we need to pray to God, as all these things, all these examples that I've made are not easy to follow, but God and the Holy Spirit working inside of us and us seeking God literally gives room for God to work inside of us so that we embody these things naturally. So that's what I have for you this week, beloved. And I believe that you are blessed and you have been blessed by this episode. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for each and every one of you guys. I'm praying that God heals you, because sometimes the reason why we can't be humble or we can't forgive or we can't be loving is because we literally are hurt, and it's from a place of hurt and it's from a place of being scarred. So I'm praying for each and every one of you guys. I'm praying that God helps you and heals you, and we literally become people that embody God and that literally represent God in our everyday interactions, in our forgiveness and our love, in the way we think, in the way we literally, you know, portray ourselves to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm praying for you. I pray that God helps each and every one of us. It's a journey. It's not easy. It doesn't happen overnight, but eventually we will get it right by the help of the Holy Spirit. We've come to the end of this week's episode, beloved. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, and don't forget to listen to us on Iono and under SL, under Sowetan Live. We've got so many other podcasts to listen to. We've got the SL Cabinet. We've got Taking Rams by the Horns and so many more. So please do check those out as well. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you are precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.